You want to talk Padres? Lucky for you, we're doing exactly that. This is Padres Social Hour from the AMR studio inside Petco Park.
Welcome back to Padres Social Hour here in the AMR studio. We got the rally towels going because it's opening day.
Nice job.
Yeah, not too bad. And here on the Cholula hot seat, we have a very special guest. I've been teasing it on social media all day. It's Fred Kendall, who caught Randy Jones for 39 of your 40 starts
That's
in your
right.
1976 Cy Young Award-winning season. This is awesome seeing you guys back together.
What happened to the one I didn't catch you?
I don't think you picked your opening day. They never let you start
No, that's right. I always just started the next day.
That's right.
Yeah.
Remember that?
I think it was the only opening day I remember was when Ray Kroc got on the microphone.
I remember that one very well.
I remember that one.
Yeah, that was 74.
But that was unbelievable. But they wouldn't ever let me start opening day.
I know. I don't understand
that. Then I'd catch 146 games after that.
Yeah, but you'd be doing really good the rest of the year.
I don't understand it.
It was great. Good to see you, buddy.
Yeah.
It really is.
It's great to be here.
Do you guys stay in touch often? Is it kind of Randy was like your favorite pitcher, so you stay in touch, after you
retire? I talk to Randy every once in a while. He calls me every once in a while.
Do you hang up or do you answer?
it depends. But, we stay in touch. Not as often as I'd like. But he's always busy. He's always been on the go, always has. So I never get a chance to talk to him that much.
Yeah, but I enjoy just calling him out of the blue, every other month. I'll give you a shout and see what you're doing. But you're always doing the same thing, so I get tired of calling you.
Yeah, and doing the same thing all the time. That's the only thing I can remember to do is the same thing.
40 years ago.
Let's talk about that season.
That's pretty amazing, isn't it?
Well, you know what? It was amazing for me because I told Randy, coming in today, I was telling Randy, we never had a whole lot of fans other than the day he'd pitch, And he packed the house, but
that's like us with our show. No one shows up here unless he's on the couch.
But when he pitched, they packed the stadium, and that was hard to do down at the time. Jack Murphy, now Qualcomm, but it was quite a season. We I don't know what it was, and I can't explain this, but the way our thinking was, he never shook me off that I can remember, and he never struck out anybody that I can remember. But we did have games that lasted an hour 26 minutes, 68 pitches in a game.
I looked this up. What would you guess your average game time was that year?
I would guess 2 hours.
Freddie?
I'm saying an hour 45 minutes at the most.
Now it's 2 hours and 9 minutes your average start. That includes there was a 15 inning game at the Pirates, if you remember, that you didn't pitch the whole thing.
But I didn't pitch the whole thing.
That was 4 hours 18 minutes. That skews the numbers a little bit, but those quick games.
That's still not bad.
Yeah,
a lot of games under 2 hours.
You could actually
13 games under 2 hours.
Yeah, make reservations at 9 o'clock. Well, game started at 7. Make reservations at 9 and be there. Almost, we wouldn't be too late anyway.
The only time I would shake Freddie Kendall off during a game is I'd be sitting there waiting for him to give me a sign, and he wouldn't give me one, and I'd look up at him and he'd go like this, and that's the only time I shook my head. He told me to shake. Shake my head.
I tell him to shake because we probably would have had games in an hour, but tried to kind of confuse him every once in a while, but
I was throwing something different,
It was incredible to be able to catch him, and the stuff that he brought forth every start, it was just incredible. It was always consistent. 68 innings without a walk or something like that. And he never struck out anybody. So it's hard to believe when you don't strike out anybody, but he'd have innings like this, three pitch innings. First pitch would be a ground ball out, next pitch would be a ground ball base hit, next pitch would be a ground ball double play. And that's how fast those games go. So I always said the best pitch in baseball is the pitch you can get two outs with. He had quite a few of those.
Yeah. Do you remember one particular game that stands out as above the rest, as a real gem from that year?
I'll tell you the one that stands out to me, and it was a May game. It was a Wednesday night game back in San Diego, and I was pitching against Tom Seaver, and I beat Seaver 3-0 that, went 9 innings. Freddie was my catcher, and I got a feeling that you had the game-winning hit that night.
For some reason, I had a few of those hits, not very often, but the games that catching Randy, I never really had to concentrate that much on calling the game or the game itself because I knew exactly what he was going to give me. So it did give me a chance to think about hitting.
Helps you out as a hitter.
Yeah, right. It did give me a chance to think about hitting the games he pitched. And I think I was a better hitter when you pitched than you know, the other starts, nothing against starters we had, but the other starts where you really had to concentrate, you know, 3-2 counts all the time and this and that and whatever. But the games that he did pitch, I knew I'd drive to the ballpark and I knew, you know, I was going to have a good offensive night.
That's awesome, man. 40 years. Can you believe it? That's crazy.
I mean, just great, great memories and what we went through and in our camaraderie. It just every fourth day we were out there, you know, making it happen. And I remember many a time when, you know, you get a good sinker ball going, and a lot of times when Freddie would catch it, you know, and the ball's going to sink down almost on the plate, instead of flipping his glove underneath it, he would actually just drop his glove like this, and it would hit and fall out, and the umpire would call it a strike. And I'm out there just kind of snickered a little bit just because he did that. Little things like that that he did. But we were on the same wavelength. Every time he called a pitch, I knew exactly what it was going to be, and he would call it. It was incredible.
And it resulted in the best of hardware. Well, I still see you guys have the chemistry, so thanks so much, even 40 years later.
Thanks for having me. Great opening day. Nice seeing you too,
man.
Randy.
Yeah, and Freddie was here as part of the Cholula Hot Seat. Don't forget to uncap real flavor with Cholula Hot Sauce, the hot sauce with the iconic wooden cap and the official hot sauce of the San Diego Padres. Thanks again, guys. Still got it 40 years later.
Here we go.
Thank you.
Back after this on Padres Social Hour.